Hey there, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal Brother bringing a brand new episode for our podcast Astrophysics. Basically, this is a bonus episode and this is not a part of our season first episodes in this episode because we are discussing about this is way too different episodes. So because we are going to discuss a book review in this particular episode, and that's really no meaning to our season first, which directly refers to cosmology. So it's way too different. So here in this particular episode, I'm gonna give you a book review for our book. So surprise, surprise, there's a book name. So the book name of our today's book for review is A Brief History of Time. And the author of this book is Stephen Hawking, my favorite cosmologist. And personally, I like to read this author a lot because he is he's like an inspiration for all of us, because everyone tries to give up, and I'm sure you have read or I'm sure you have listened about him, Stephen Hawking. Although he was a patient of motor neuron disease, but still he carry on with his passion. He carried on with cosmology and he wrote some very good books, including this masterpiece which I'm having in my hands right now, A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. And this is really, the cover page is saying very much correct. So it's very correct that it's a phenomenal international bestseller. And this book is not particular to everyone who's related to field of cosmology. It is, but it goes far than that, and normal people who just understand English, who know the basics of science, doesn't know more about cosmology and mathematics, higher mathematics, calculus, anything, they can also read this book. And it's a very handy book, and you don't need to understand anything just before reading this book, just the language of the book, that is English. So you just need to understand English and you'll be very familiar with this book. So I bought this book a month ago and read this book. Let me narrate the cover page for you. So it's, the top line is saying that the phenomenal international bestseller by Stephen Hawking is A Brief History of Time, and from black holes to big bangs. I'm sorry, from the big bang to black holes. Okay, so the Big Bang refers to a part of cosmology and it's the formation of the universe. You must know, and to black holes are the most interesting part. We have made a dedicated episode in our season first, so you must check it out, that black holes, how the term black holes was first devised. And if I'm seeing the spine of this book, they're same, but the publisher is Bantam Books, it's Bantam Books. And if I see the last page, last of the cover page, then there's one very famous quote, and it's a very famous mention for Stephen Hawking and this book by Sunday Times. Sunday Times is a newspaper, and this goes this way. This book marries a child's wonder to a genius's intellect. We journey into Hawking's universe while marveling at his mind. So that's very good mention for this book, prominently, because this is one of my favorite mention. There are 4 to 5 mentions, but I like it the most because this mention says that, by Sunday Times, that this book marries a child's wonder, means a child's, what the child's curiosity is, this book marries to that as well, to a genius's intellect, means it's thought-provoking for a genius and it marries to a child's curiosity. We journey into Hawking's universe. Hawking's is like surname of Stephen Hawking. Hawking's universe, while marveling at his mind, his brilliant mind. I would like to include a word, his brilliant mind. Okay, so that's beautiful. And let's open the book. There's one more by New Statesman. The most brilliant Britain scientist of his generation. New Statesman said that. Okay, that's a mention as well. There is a barcode over there, an ISBN number, and many more things, but I don't think that's very important. That, as I open, there are 3 more mentions, so I won't narrate you for them. You can read that because it will be very lengthy. And on the very next page, there are 4 to 5 mentions as well. Okay, so as we open the book, A Brief History of Time, from Big Bang to Black Holes, Stephen W. Hawking. Okay, introduction by Carl Sagan. Okay, so the introduction of this book is by Carl Sagan and illustrations by Ron Miller. Okay, so the credit goes to both of them as well. So, Bentham Books, London, Toronto, Sydney, Auckland, Johannesburg. Okay, so this book is dedicated to Jane. Okay, who's Jane? You know, Jane is wife of Stephen Hawking. This book is dedicated to Jane Hawking. Okay, so as we move forward, we see contents. Then content says many chapters. So there are basically 11 chapters, 11th is conclusion. And then to there are some like mentions given to scientists like Albert Einstein, then Galileo, and Isaac Newton. So there are three mentions to the scientists as well of one or two pages. And then glossary and index. And at the very starting of this book, we have acknowledgement by Carl Sagan. It's beautiful acknowledgement. He mentioned people who have really like worked with him on 20th of October 1987 for him like who have contributed in the formation of this book or who have contributed in the publication of this book. So that, and then there is introduction by Carl Sagan. So there is introduction to basic cosmology and astronomy by Carl Sagan, Cornell University, Ithaca, New York. So that's beautiful. Then the first chapter, A Picture of the Universe. A Picture of the Universe means like how we have thought of the universe from the very starting and how the basic understanding we brought up with the universe, like the models that we saw, like the first we thought of the universe as being the like Earth is the center of the universe and everything is revolving around. So means how, what is the history of our understanding of the universe since the very starting, since the humanities tries to understand the universe. That's the complicated term for it. And then space and time is basically general relativity, general special relativity, and there is a very there's no mathematical terms in that, no formulas, but still it's very interesting. The expanding universe, the nature of the universe. The third chapter tells about the nature of the universe, and really there is no mathematics, there is no complex terms in this beautiful chapter, the expanding universe. So nature of the universe, basically the uncertainty principle. Then Heisenberg's uncertainty principle is explained in a very beautiful manner without any mathematical terms and really in an interesting way. So there's an introduction to quantum mechanics as well, like wave particle duality and double slit experiments and all that. Then we have elementary particles and the forces of nature. So yeah, the quantum mechanics chapter number second, we can say like that. And there are some forces of nature like gravity and electromagnetism. So beautiful. Then to on sixth chapter, we have gone to black holes. The black holes are very interesting, most fascinating stuff of astronomy. Black holes is discussed in a way that's really interesting. I've made two episodes and related to what is Chandrasekhar limit and how the term black hole is devised. So they both of our episodes are just devised are the context from this particular book, A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. So the episodes are the context and are the narrated context from this particular chapter, black holes. And I am sure that this book will help me throughout and to make way more episodes for you. So now black holes are so black. So it's that the black hole chapter number second, it's the origin and the fate of the universe. So like it's true cosmology. Okay, so cosmology is the origin of the universe, fate of the universe, and the ending of the universe. So if you are going with the origin and the fate of the universe, then that's pure cosmology. Then the arrow of time, like we have brought up with a basic understanding of time, how the time was, like what we have thought of time since the very beginning and how we are going with it. So and then we have the unification of physics. So means like Stephen Hawking's dream was to find a general, Stephen Hawking's dream was to find the theory of everything, which combines general relativity, special relativity, and the quantum mechanics. So he could not write a book, he could not write a theory, but every contribution of his life to devise the theory of everything is mentioned in this chapter, the unification of physics. He's tried to unify the physics in a way, and that was really interesting. Now, then we have conclusion, the chapter, then we have the chapter of conclusion, in which he have concluded all the chapters of this, basically, and general relativity and everything which we said just now. So they basically 10 chapters, and in the 11th is conclusion. There are three mentions to the scientist Albert Einstein, Galileo Galilei, and Isaac Newton. Then we have glossary and index. Glossary has some really beautiful terms like cosmology, elementary particles, event, event horizon, exclusion principle, like everything. It's beautiful book, and I really recommend every student. I would really recommend every student who are really keen about astronomy and cosmology to read this book, because this book doesn't require anything to know previously to just read this book, and this book really is one of the best piece I've ever read. You know why? Because this book doesn't require you anything. This book doesn't demand you anything. This book just gives. This book doesn't make you you should first know calculus, then you would be able to read this book and understand the concepts behind. No, it's really not like that. The concepts are simplified to the level of a 6th grade, 7th grade student, and it's really amazing to read this book, and this is one of the best pieces I've ever read. So this was all for this episode, this book review for A Brief History of Time. This was not the episode of season first, I'm repeating that again. This was just a bonus episode in which I have given A Brief History of Time book review by Stephen Hawking and introduction by Carl Sagan. So beautiful piece, beautiful book, must read, and that's all for this episode. I'm really glad that you've listened to me throughout the episode, and I'm really an inspiration. Stephen Hawking, sir, is an inspiration to all of us, and this book is really amazing. I really recommend it to read. So that was all for this episode. Thank you very much for listening me throughout the episode. And this was all for today's episode. We'll meet in the next episode. Till then, stay tuned with us on Spotify or on whichever platform you are listening to this podcast. This was Astrophysics Podcast by me, Rohit Agrawal. Thank you.